From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. By the end of the day today, President Obama's first U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Judge Sonia Sotomayor, could be confirmed. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Over more than 2 months, senators and interest groups have scoured Sotomayor's judicial record and life history. As a result, there was little new to say by the time the debate finally reached the Senate floor. Yesterday's marathon began with five women senators speaking in support of the nominee. Sotomayor would be the third woman ever confirmed to the high court. Republicans revisited some of the more controversial statements Sotomayor has made off the bench. And outside the Senate chamber at lunchtime, civil rights and union groups rallied to celebrate the judge's impending confirmation. One surprise came when Missouri Republican Kit Bond broke with most of his party's leaders to say he'll vote for the nominee. Bond plans to retire at the end of his term, so he doesn't have to worry about how his vote might affect his chances at re-election. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Senate vote is planned today on a $2 billion extension of the Cash for Clunkers program to encourage sales of new, more fuel-efficient cars and trucks. President Obama has said the program will run out of money tomorrow if more funds aren't provided. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that he's filing cloture on the $2 billion Cash for Clunkers extension approved by the House last week. That's a procedural move to prevent a filibuster and ensure a final vote on the bill. Reid says he has the support to pass the extension, but some lawmakers want to make changes to the program.
It's really been stimulative, and we all recognize that. But that having been said, there's some people who still don't like the program, and so we have to figure a way to move through that.
Reid says some 300,000 cars have been sold through the program, which encourages car buyers to trade in their gas-guzzling vehicles for high-mileage cars and trucks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The president's top advisor on counterterrorism, John Brennan, is scheduled to deliver what White House aides call an important statement on counterterrorism strategies today. The Obama administration has been promoting increased use of economic, diplomatic, and cultural initiatives, in addition to continued military pressure against al-Qaeda and other violent groups. Florida wildlife officials are considering a ban on ownership of several large non-native reptile species. Governor Charlie Crist pointed to the fact that a two-year-old girl was killed by a pet Burmese python in Florida last month.
That's why this program has been initiated, is to look out for the health, safety, and welfare of the people of Florida.
One item under consideration would be a ban on internet sales of non-native snakes as pets. Florida already requires people who own certain reptiles to register them and to insert microchips into their bodies to allow them to be tracked if they escape. This is NPR News. Florida-based Taylor Bean and Whitaker has announced it is shutting down its mortgage lending operation. NPR's Greg Allen reports the shutdown is likely to have ripple effects throughout the industry.
The announcement that Taylor Bean and Whitaker will cease all mortgage lending comes a day after the Federal Housing Administration said it would no longer work with the company. The FHA suspended the company, based in Ocala, Florida, because it had not submitted an annual report as required. The FHA said Taylor Bean had also falsely stated that it had gone through a clean audit when the auditor had in fact discovered, quote, irregular transactions that raise concerns of fraud. Two other large mortgage financiers, Freddie Mac and Ginnie Mae, have also said they will no longer work with the company. Faced with that news, Taylor Bean notified employees it would immediately stop making new loans. That action will come as a blow to mortgage brokers who've partnered with Taylor Bean, which in the first half of the year ranked as the nation's 12th largest mortgage lender. Taylor Bean says it will continue servicing loans as it restructures its business. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Washington Post reports the Obama administration is considering major changes to the giant mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Officials tell the Post that the plan would include stripping them of billions of dollars of troubled loans and transferring them to newly created government-backed financial institutions. Fannie and Freddie would then have a clean financial slate. The Post reports the White House National Economic Council is to take up the proposal today. The two lenders have a government charter. They buy mortgages from banks and repackage them, selling them to investors. But after it became clear that many of their holdings were shaky, Fannie and Freddie were essentially nationalized last fall. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.